We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So if you've been a part of the show for a while, you know that Commander Jesse Reed used to be a Top Gun pilot. And his call sign was, I believe it was Ahab.
Ahab, yep.
From Moby Dick.
Yeah.
And he won't tell me the reason behind it, I can imagine. But anyway, his call sign is Ahab. And a call sign, which he gave me one many, many years ago, was TWIMS. The windshield is my seatbelt.
Yeah, call signs are not supposed to be
flattering. It's an inside joke.
It's recipient.
Right. He, during the top of the hour news, texted me and said, I have come up with Dana's call sign.
Oh, it's been a while. So many choices.
Commander?
Hey, how are we doing again?
We're doing well. So we've got things like Maverick and Goose, and you're Ahab, and I'm Twims.
Yeah.
We're still working
so
on Sam's.
And talking about airline disasters, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So what is Dana's call sign?
Well, she has this propensity to buy gently used items, right?
That are pure junk, yes.
Yeah. So, and I'd even contemplated, like, if you've seen The Big Lebowski, which I think is the most quotable movie in the world, for at least for guys, I was thinking, well, maybe her call sign could be the dude, right? Because it was all about the rug in that movie. But then I thought, well, no, you know, she has this tendency, as Scott pointed out, to get online and try to buy things. And so just, you know, she has this propensity for used items, gently used. It's a nice way we'll put it.
That rarely work out.
Gently used.
That rarely work out. And then it just came to me. Sometimes it kind of happens like this. Mm-hmm. It just, the call sign kind of comes to you. And I thought, oh, her call sign is Goodwill.
I accept it proudly, Commander.
Okay. I had considered thrift shop or pawn shop too, but
well, that's too many letters on the top of your
Goodwill
helmet.
Goodwill is it. And there are people on Facebook who also had the Lebowski because of the rug.
The cool thing is you can make it sound cool. You can shorten Goodwill to GW or G-Dub.
So okay,
you,
I like G-Dubs.
You can walk in and G-Dubs. Be like, hey, what's up, G-Dub?
I love it. I accept it proudly, not that I have the choice, Commander.
Yeah, and Scott, I've got some ideas for your, or not Scott, sorry, Sam, I've got ideas for yours, and I'm working on Brian Busby's too, if he's listening.
Okay. Oh, he'll be so excited.
Next time I'm on, Scott, we're going to unveil him. So.
I'm going to hold you to it.
I will do it.
All right, buddy, be well.
All right.
Take care, guys.
All right. Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway will not
be charged,
face any charges, and what authorities have determined was an accidental death of his former agent who fell from a golf cart that Elway was driving.
Yeah.
Riverside County Sheriff telling a Denver television station that its investigation into the April incident that resulted in the death of Elway's longtime friend and business partner, Jeff Spurback, has concluded, quote, it's over. We've talked to everyone involved and we found nothing new. There was nothing criminal. It was what we've been saying all along. This was just a tragic accident. Spurback was 62 was standing on the back of a golf cart at a course in La Quinta, California, or as some people say,
La Quinta.
La Quinta.
I don't think you say La Quinta.
It's La Quinta.
It's La Quinta.
Would you like some Pico de Gallo with that?
You've never stayed at a budget hotel. Would you just say La Quinta?
La Quinta.
They're known for their jalapenos.
They are.
Oh, wow. So good.
Spurbeck represented more than 100 NFL players during his career as an agent and a business advisor. We all know Elway's story. Doesn't need
terribly sad story. You know those new golf carts have a lot of kick, okay? And he was hanging off of the back.
Why would you do that?
The golf cart. You know, I'm just going to hop a ride. We're just going from here to there. Well, okay. The problem is on concrete, even though you're 4 or 5 inches off the ground, when that cart kicks and goes and you fall back, if you hit your head on the concrete, Scott, that's it. And I think that's what happened in this case.
Did they not test Elway for alcohol?
I'm not sure, because they were coming from a tent party.
But remember, the investigation from the sheriff's department didn't start until more than 48 hours
later. Yeah, I think it was 3 days later or something, wasn't it?
They called an ambulance. They came, took him to the hospital. He was pronounced dead, but it was not reported to the county sheriff until more than 48 hours
later. How convenient.
They called 911 immediately, though, Scott. Immediately. And I remember the sheriff's department saying, like, no one contacted us for 48 hours when he was in the hospital. Well, I've called 911. I don't think I then have to, in the middle of a tragedy and your friend is bleeding, mm-hmm. I don't think I've stopped and say, now, wait, is somebody going to tell police about this? Like, you know, I don't think it was up to them to say, are you going to launch an investigation? I called 911 when this happened.
And let me ask you this, because I don't know. I think I've golfed as many times as I have fingers on my right hand, which is 5. If you're driving, and I'm not saying that John Elway was under the influence at all. I have no idea, and it's none of my business.
Trust me, I've had friends tossed out of golf carts stone sober. It happens.
Yeah, but if you're driving a golf cart, and, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, when people are golfing, they're drinking.
Sometimes.
A lot of the times.
Okay.
You wouldn't agree with that? Yeah. I mean, they do have a beer cart that goes around the course.
That's true.
There's a reason there's a beer cart.
That's true. They sell a whole lot more than just beer.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Fair point. Are you breaking the law if you're driving a golf cart on private property and you're under the influence?
Technically?
My answer would be no.
I disagree. I think technically, if you are drunk and you get behind the wheel of a lawnmower, they could cite you on private property.
We've seen that in your own lawn?
We've seen it, Scott. We've seen it.
If an accident happens,
let's say you are on a riding lawnmower and you run over a child and you've had 12 beers, 100% you could be charged for that. Hmm. Now, just because you're mowing and you've had a couple of beers, no, because how are they going to know? It's once 911 is called that they start saying, all right, have you had something to drink?
It depends if your private property has public access.
Well, doesn't all property at some point have public access?
I was going to say, is there a very nice fence with
which, by the way, I saw this on Facebook and I bit. Do you remember Wally Lamb, his searing book, I Know This Much Is True? And Mark Ruffalo, they made it into a mini series. Mark Ruffalo last year won every Emmy for this role, okay? And the author of the book was I Know This Much Is True, and then they made it into this movie series with Mark Ruffalo. He has a new book out, Wally Lamb, called The River Is Waiting. And I bought 2 copies. And when I'm done with it, I'm going to give you one of them, Scott. I bought one for me and one for my daughters, and I said, we'll read it together. And all I knew about it was that it was set in a prison. Something happens and someone goes to prison. The last 2 nights I've been up till 1:30 in the morning reading this thing. I can't put it down.
Really?
And it involves the decision to get behind the wheel when someone has been drinking. And it is, I cannot put it down.
Well, if we're doing Run, Do Not Walks on books, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
I just started it yesterday. I cannot put it down. It is nonfiction. It is Original Sin by Jake Tapper.
Oh, Jake Tapper, Jake Tapper.
From
CNN,
CNN,
Jake Tapper.
Yes.
Okay.
And it is about 2024, the presidential race, but most importantly.
Oh, I would rather pick up a dull, rusty knife and shove it into my eye socket than read something like that.
Well, I've got one.
Okay.
I can't put it down either. It's called anti-gravity.
Get out! Get out!
Get out.
But,
why in your spare time, I'm just asking, do you read things that are going to make you mad?
Why do you read things that aren't true?
Have you looked at his Facebook?
Yes, I have. And I just keep on scrolling.
You rage baiter, you.
I just keep on scrolling.
At least three times over the weekend.
Mary Beth was like, nobody got time for that.
What are you doing? And I was like, watching Scott make people mad.
Well, now, in fairness to me, I did post a lot of pictures from California.
You did? That is correct.
But when you're in a car, I mean, there is no short distance in California. So you're in a car for an hour everywhere we went, and I'm not complaining because it was beautiful and I saw things I never thought I'd see in my life. But everywhere you go, it's an hour, no less.
Right.
So you just start scrolling Facebook to pass the time, because after you've seen one mountain, you've seen 100.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
And so after a while, the scenery just gets, dare I say, a little bit monotonous.
Yeah.
So I read the news. I scrolled on Facebook. I see things that I think might make really good bait. Uh-huh. And I put it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. My book is called The River Is Waiting. It is searing. Like one of those where I went, oh, God, when you figure out what has happened.
It didn't happen because it's fiction.
Oh, it is hard. Hard read.
You can give me the book. I will not read it. I don't
read. Kind of like me in Star Wars.
I'm not big on reading fiction either. A show that just came out, just finished on Peacock, since we're doing Run, Do Not Walks, called Long, Bright River.
Long, Bright River.
We just finished it. It's about cops.
Is it a movie or a series?
It is a series.
Ooh, how long?
I think 10 episodes, maybe 11.
Okay.
It's fiction, but it's got a lot of twists and turns. I want to describe it to you, but the more
I describe,
the more spoilers I'm going to give.
I read fiction, but I prefer to watch documentaries.
See, I prefer to watch fiction
and read
real life stuff.
All right.
And from the text line, so Dana, you've seen sober people fall off a golf cart. Is that why they won't let you drive the golf cart anymore?
Not my golf cart. And if we're being honest, I do believe my dad was behind the wheel once completely sober when he turned left and my mom looked right.
And went right.
Oh, my. That's a quiet dinner home that night.
When we get back, Dana's computer gets Scott in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You guys, when Scott was gone, my kids showed me the Devil Game, which is called 2048, and it is the devil, and let me tell you why.
Satan.
It is a math game, and once you start sliding the 2s to the 4s to the 8s to the 16s to the 32s...
I'm winning!
You will look up, and 2 hours later, you're like... And as you start to lose, your anxiety fills up, like I do at a casino sometimes.
Oh, God.
I am addicted. During a break, I showed Scott this game, and I go, you think you're addicted
crap.
To that, but did you lose?
Yeah.
Okay. You will lose hours of your life to that game.
So earlier today, Dana comes into work, and you may recall about 2 weeks ago, my computer got hacked at home.
Yep.
Dana's work computer was hacked today by the same nefarious evil doers that got me 2 weeks ago, and I fell for it. They literally knocked on the door of my home computer, and I opened the door
for
them.
Come on in. Water's fine.
And so, when do ne'er-do-wells do well?
Ne'er.
Yeah.
And so Dana called the number. We knew that this was a scam.
The minute I saw the pop-up, urgent, call Microsoft because my computer was locked, I grabbed my cell phone and started recording because I want our audience to hear, Scott, exactly what happens when they freeze your computer. And this is why so many people are calling the number. And then when you call the number, they get into your computer and you look up and you don't have any money in your bank account. This is what it sounds like. It's awful.
Identity theft. The computer lock is aimed to stop illegal activity. Please call our support immediately.
Please call immediately. And that is an incredibly obnoxious, loud tone. There's all this gibberish going on your computer. And when you hit Control-Alt-Delete to log off or stop it, nothing happens.
And it tells you, do not turn off your computer. You'll lose all of your whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to speak with ThrottleNut here in just a moment after 4:30. But play the at least a portion of the conversation you had with them.
We called you guys.
Right. We did call. And... But we knew that this was a scam, so everything that they're telling you to do, if you hear Dana clicking a keyboard in the background, all she's doing is hitting the space bar.
So and the reason we're playing this, Scott, we want people to understand when you call this number what happens and how they so easily talk you into handing over unknowingly the bowels of your entire computer, which then gives them access to your banking, everything. So we call the number. God, there it is. Here he goes.
Hi, oh my gosh, what is going on? I've got this loud beep coming from my computer and it's I can't press anything.
So we then turn that down because it's driving us crazy.
Yes, I see it.
Which is ESCE.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah, escape, yep.
All right. Yeah, you have to hold that key at least for 5 to 6 seconds.
So I'm pause it there. He says, I need you to hold escape for 5 to 6 seconds. And keep in mind, we know the entire time this is a scammer, but he is masquerading like someone from Microsoft. Oh, this guy, he is good.
If you're going to shut down your computer, you lose your information.
Like all of it?
Yeah, the all information, you're going to lose that.
Like my banking and all that stuff?
Sure. Everything.
Okay, I don't... you can't just turn... Yeah, and there's no way for you to just turn it back on?
You can use your computer, but one people think your computer, okay?
Okay, okay.
Right now, I will be helping you to fix your computer. So just do let me know one people think on, okay, do you see the ultraviewer page?
Yes.
Okay, on that page, do you see a green download box which says download in green color?
A download box. I do.
So this entire time, you guys, we're not typing in the numbers he's saying to type in. We're just playing along and pretending like we're doing all this stuff. And then at one point, Sam, I say to them, I've got to get to work. This is taking time.
The Microsoft temporary securities.
Okay. I don't know. I've got like...
Can you let me know? Do you see a green download box?
No. I think so.
The download box, which is actually more info or order now. Do you see the green download box now?
I don't. Why? I just don't understand why you can't just turn my computer back on.
Mess?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to help you. That is why I'm telling you. You have to install the Microsoft temporary securities. Then you can save your information.
Okay. He keeps saying, I'm trying to help you. No, he's not.
They said that to me countless times.
He is trying to steal your money.
The entire time that he's on the phone with you, he hasn't gotten access to your computer because you didn't do the things that I did, which gave them access into my computer. Once they get into your computer, now granted, thank God, I don't bank online. I don't buy things online. So there was no financial information for them to get. But it's fascinating when you're on the phone with them as they're telling you, we're trying to help you. We're doing the best we can to help you.
Just type these numbers this website in.
And I need to go stand by. Do not hang up the phone. I need to go get the incident report. They keep talking about the incident report. They're not going to get a report. What they're doing is they're combing through your computer.
They're stalling.
Yeah, they're stalling you the entire time. They're stalling you trying to get into your computer. And I let them into my computer, not knowing any better.
When this first started, you guys, and Scott fell for this,
yeah.
I remember thinking, and I think, Sam, we said this, like, how could you fall for this? Now that I went through it, and that's why we recorded that so you could hear it, I do understand how people with that beep, beep going on and your computer is locked. It says Microsoft. It's the Microsoft logo.
It looks like Microsoft.
It looks like Microsoft. They answer the phone. Microsoft security something. Can I help you?
IT tech support.
It sounds legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
It is not.
913-586-7798. In a moment, we will visit with George from ThrottleNet. They're the experts in your computer security in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, they were getting jiggy with Dana's work computer earlier.
We have one more line we want to play you. We were on the phone with a would-be scammer for about 6 minutes.
It wasn't a would-be,
Six, but I did not let him into my computer.
No.
He thought I did. Listen to what he says when I tell him, why can't you just turn my computer back on? I've got to get to work.
I'm late for work. Can I call you back? I didn't know it was going to take this long. I thought you could just turn it back on.
Man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, your work is not important. Your PC is more important from your work. Because if you're going to lose your information, we are not responsible for that.
Oh, gosh.
Understand?
Okay. I don't know what to do. I can't be late. I don't know what to do. Can I talk to my husband and call you back?
Miss, let me tell you, I will not take your too much time. Okay? I will give you the proof of that. That is why you are going to...
and on it goes. And they say they're there to help you.
George Rosenthal with ThrottleNet, with offices here in Kansas City, joining us on the KMZ hotline. George, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it. And, you know, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that recording only in different contexts, but they do as much as they can to try and keep you on that phone.
So one of the things that is so aggravating, George, is the noise that is going on in the background really
yes.
makes you feel like you need to do something. And yes. also at the same time, they are saying, call this number. We're here to help you.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, they're prying on people. And then they threaten, okay, well, we're in your computer and we've got things and maybe we can blackmail you with things you have on your computer that you don't have. Or like in your case, you have to go to work. And they're like, oh, no, don't worry. If you don't go, if you don't fix this computer, it doesn't matter anyway. You can't go to work. And again, this is all about trying to get you to give them financial information. Or in some cases, people have been giving them tens of thousands. In some worst cases, is elderly people giving them most of their retirement. And they stay on the phone with them while they drive to the bank. It's so awful. This is happening all over the time.
George, I fell for this about 2-3 weeks ago. And I was at home just doing some show prep before I came to the radio station. And my computer locks up and I get the... And I'm computer dumb, let's be honest. And I bought it. And literally, they're knocking on the door of my computer, and I let them in.
Oh, no.
Well, but thankfully, I don't bank online. I don't buy things online.
He's had his computer scrubbed,
yeah,
George.
There was nothing to
Good.
Get. There was nothing to get. But what I found fascinating was I kept telling the lady, I've got to get to work soon. And she goes, oh, this will just take a few more minutes. A few more minutes turned out to be an hour. And
yeah.
I was starting to get frustrated. Little did I know what they're doing the entire time is combing through my home computer. And at one point, she gets a guy on. And I said, what is going on? And he goes, well, you know, your computer was used to access child pornography on Pornhub at 4:40 this morning. And
There's
I said,
your blackmail.
Right. I said, I was in bed at 4:40 this morning and I don't go to that website. And
right.
he goes, well, then we're showing that it was somebody in China, blah, blah, blah. But what he did was, this is when my red flag started to go up. He said, do you own or rent the property in which this computer is located? I thought to myself, that's public information. I said, I own it. And then he said, how many cars are registered under your name at that address? To which I said, what the hell does that have to do with you turning on my computer or if I'm a pervert? And
it's yes.
And then he wanted to know at what banking institution I go to. And I said, you're a scammer. I'm on the phone with my scammer.
Absolutely. And these are questions once they, and first let's just back up a second. And even to get them on the computer, which means that they infiltrated your computer in some form or fashion, which may not have been your fault at all. Maybe they looked at your social media. Maybe they hacked their way into your work network. Maybe they got into your home network. Maybe they learned about your passwords because you share your dog's name on Facebook and they figured, well, okay, well, let's try his dog's name as passwords. And they work their way onto your network and onto your computer. And when they do, a lot of times they'll sit there for weeks and months at a time waiting to strike. And then when they do, they'll strike you at the right time. They'll find out, okay, well, he, she goes to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. So let's call it 7:30 right when they're in a hurry.
Yep.
Or we have this information. So it's all a plan to get money out of you and then hold you hostage. Then what's even worse is that now when you take that computer into your work network that's already infected and you now put it on your work's Wi-Fi, now you've infected your whole work network. So the key is making sure you have a bring your own device policy that makes sure that you can't have an infected device just pop on the network. And this continues to get worse and worse, and people get scammed so badly. And again, this all comes down to money. They want to take your information, not just make some money off your credit card, but then once they've downloaded all of that hard drive information, yep, while they're delaying the phone call, they're then going to turn around and sell that on the dark web. So they're making money in two different ways. One, somebody's going to give them a check or give you a credit card for a service fee because they claim they're Microsoft. They're going to fix your computer. They're going to get your laptop back up and running. Meanwhile, like you said, they're delaying it so they'll download all your information, turn around and sell it on the dark web.
And George, real quick, I want people to understand, if you're in your car right now and you're thinking, well, I would never give anyone my credit card information, this is not about that. Once they have the inside of your computer, you don't have to tell them. They've got your Amazon. They can, if you have Google password, passkey, remember, right? They can get into your bank. You don't have to give them that info. You already have, and you don't realize that you've done it.
100% correct. I'm so glad you brought that up. In fact, when they put malware on your computer, they are keylogging every keystroke. Everything you do is being sent back to them. Every website you've gone to, everything you've looked at, you're exactly correct. And then they're turning around and saying, well, now I have all this person's information. I'm going to sell it on the dark web and make double the money. So the point is, make sure you have the proper, you know, regulations in place, the right policies in place to make sure your work network, and on top of that, your home network, and then never, ever click on anything. If you get an Amazon tracking number, copy the tracking number, go to Amazon, look it up, go to USPS.com, go to UPS.com. Don't ever click on anything because that's how they're getting the malware on your computer. And then they're going to use that against you. And but they won't do it right away. Like I said, they'll follow your habits and see where you work. And if eventually they can get onto your work network, that's where the big money is.
So George, if this happens to you and you hear the and it says, click on this, my computer was frozen, what do you do the second this happens to shut it down?
Immediately. First off, if you're connected to a hard line, disconnect the hard line Cat5 cable. Shut down your computer and go talk to either your IT department. If you're a residential, you're not in a business, go to someplace like a Best Buy where you have, you know, somebody that can at least clean your computer up. Okay, so no matter what it is, don't use your computer anymore. If the phone rings and you don't know the number, don't pick it up. If you do pick it up and it's a guy talking to you about your computer, Microsoft is too busy. They're never going to call you.
They're not going to call you.
They're not going to call you. Facebook will never call you. That happened to my parents. Facebook called them and took it wasn't Facebook. They took $1,200 out of their bank account. I tried to talk to them about it. But if that happens, it's very important that you don't click on anything. Shut your computer down. Get it cleaned up. And nobody's going to blackmail you for this kind of stuff. What they're trying to do is ultimately get your personal information, but more importantly, they want your work information because that's where the big money is.
What do you mean? What do you mean work information?
Blackmail.
So, for instance, if they infiltrate your laptop, they infiltrate your phone, your tablet, whatever it is, they won't do a thing. They'll watch you for 100 to 120 days on average and see where you work. And if you bring your iPad, your phone, whatever, to your work, and you get on the work's Wi-Fi, that information's collected, and they go, oh, we can get on this work network information. Now we can extort the company for up to a $500,000 or $100,000 instead of just getting a few $1,000s from this individual. Hmm. And then they'll turn around and sell the whole company's stolen information on the dark web and make triple the money.
What, George, again,
this is all about money.
This happened at Scott's house. Scott, were you connected to Wi-Fi with your phone at your house?
Sam, come on, man. I'm 54 years old. Do you think I know?
Probably. The answer is probably yes, George.
Is that how it ended up here? Was his phone?
Well, it could be. You have to look at the policies of how the business network is set up, meaning when somebody brings a mobile device into that network, what types of systems are they allowed to access with that mobile device? And that is where you get, if you click on a text message, for instance, don't click on text messages anymore. It's called smishing. They're looking for a way to say, hey, you know, we got a foursome set up at 2 o'clock for a golf tournament.
Yes.
Are you coming? And you click it thinking your buddy or whomever is sent. Don't do that. Never click a thing on text messaging anymore. Emails, you name it. Call the person. Pick up the phone and be like we were in the 80s and talk to somebody and say, hey, did you really invite me to this event? Because what they're doing is you click the link, they'll immediately download some malware on your phone, tablet, yep, etc. You don't think anything's wrong until you get to work. And then your work network gets infected, and now you've been held for ransom at your work for $500,000, and you don't know how it happened.
Yeah, some of the text messages, George, it'll be like, hey, what's up? Are we still on for Monday? And your first thought is, what's Monday? Those are scams.
Yes, total scams. And you may think, it could be somebody I don't have in my contact list yet because I never added my friend I met at the soccer game. And, you know, maybe this is a different number. I don't know. Let's just say yes, or I'll call them back. Now you're hooked. Now you're done. So don't reply to any of that stuff.
Does the act of replying give them access to things that are going on in my phone?
No, but what it does, it tells you you're a real person.
Yeah. You're a real person.
It's all about phishing. They're going to send it out to millions of phone numbers, and whoever clicks on it, now they know you're real. And once you're real, now you're a target for a long time.
Okay, they George, quick, because a lot of people like toying with the scammers, and I've done it a couple times. I shoot a photo of me with a middle finger up, and I send the middle finger back, and I've heard that you aren't even supposed to do that.
No, because now they know you're real. Now I can start tracking your phone number through all types of different services to find out who you are. Then I'm going to look you up on LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm going to look you up on Instagram. I'm going to learn all about your personal life. Everything you have out there that's public, I'm going to learn about it. Then I'm going to try and figure out how to get into your work network, because that's where the money's at. It's called social engineering. If you ever hear that term, that's what it's all about.
George Rosenthal with ThrottleNet, offices here in Kansas City. Thank you for your expertise
George.
Absolutely great talking to you guys. Thanks so much for the opportunity. I hope you have a great rest of the week.
You do the same. Thank you, George. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Is Bill Brooks back?
No.
Buckner is bitter.
That's right.
Bill Brooks. Yes, please. Sad news from the Kansas City Zoo today. Rufus, the orangutan who lived at the Kansas City Zoo for more than 20 years, died over the weekend from a chronic heart condition. He was born in 1988 at Utah Zoo, transferred to Kansas City in 2003. Aww. Sweet Rufus. Poor guy. Bitcoin, and I remember a handful of years ago, you two made fun of me.
I did.
Because we had a mild investment, read that, $600 in Bitcoin.
How dare you point that finger my direction?
I will easily point that finger in your direction, and that is a lie, what you just said. When someone else and I bought into Bitcoin, it was trading at roughly, I think, $63,000 per Bitcoin.
Okay.
It surpassed $120,000 per Bitcoin earlier today.
You can't even tell us what Bitcoin is.
Nope. I cannot. It is a...
Not to go down this rabbit hole again, but can you tell us what a stock is? No.
Well, yes, I can. It's a small fraction of a fraction of a piece of a company that you now own.
Sam.
Which is worth a value, which is no different than a Bitcoin or right. a small
but
fraction
Bitcoin
of a fraction
is not
of a Bitcoin.
Is not a physical thing like a company.
Sam, now that Scott is back from vacation, he has started posting some of his photographs, and you need to go to his Facebook page. Because I'm telling you guys, I took
that's
a little,
sweet photograph.
I took a little break.
That you're ruining
I know,
for everyone.
I took a little break during the commercial break, and I came back, and I could not stop laughing. There is a photo of Scott, and he is just looking out at the vast ocean, and I know how much the ocean means to you.
I stare at it.
And as you are staring at the ocean, someone has taken a picture.
T did that.
Behind you.
I did not know she had done that.
And it looks like he's taken a leak into the ocean. I'm sorry.
No.
That's what it looks like. Sam, look at it.
Nice.
No.
Your hands, I think, are inside.
They're inside the pockets of this very
pockets
sweatshirt.
Pockets of your hoodie. The problem is, she took the photo from behind, and it looks like you're urinating in the ocean. I'm sorry, it does.
Hey, Mother Nature, man's toilet. I don't see a problem here.
Thank you, Sam.
Now capturing it on photo, unnecessary, but I don't see a problem.
I'm tagging Sam on this.
I am one who, like, as soon as we got down to the beach in San Francisco, we laid down these towels because we weren't getting in the water. It's too cold.
It's cold.
It's freezing. And I turned to T and I said, I'll be right back. I'm going to go stare at the ocean.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go take a leak in the ocean.
I'm going to go stare
well,
at
stare
the ocean.
Stare is code for take a leak.
No.
I'm all for it. I got your back, just like I did on the Bitcoin.
You didn't have my back on the Bitcoin, Sam, and that is a lie.
I'll go find the evidence.
Anyway, I went and stood by the ocean and...
Relieved yourself.
It's not funny.
Do not do that in paint by number. Oh, it's a photo.
Of Dad peeing.
Thank you, Dad.
Into the water. Adding just a little bit to the Pacific. By the way, the Pacific is not nearly as pretty as the Atlantic.
Yeah, that's true.
It's beautiful, but it's not nearly as pretty. 913-586-7798.
Soil it.
Here on Dana and Parks.
It's got a green hue.
Get out.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.